How would you like to attend a conference and hear Rod Rosenblatt, Will Wheaton, Chris Roseborough, Al Schmidt, Suzanne Venker, and Todd Wilkin? You're invited to the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois. Registration is $100 per person. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois. issuesetc.org.
This conclave is probably going to be open to a pope from just about anywhere. It's no longer now the hegemony of Europe.
The rich people in our country have decided that we're going to have gay marriage. And I mean the rich people of both parties.
Your pastor, with all of his failings and shortcomings and his jerky behavior, is a mask of the faithful good shepherd who is not a jerk.
When he comes in and he takes the strong man's stuff, he doesn't keep it for himself. That's what we were going to be expecting. Well, that's what we would do. If I overcome you, I take what's yours and it's mine. But he gives it away.
Thank you for providing theology for clerical collar, white collar, and blue collar.
We are approaching an historic moment. We really are. The Supreme Court is considering two decisions bearing upon same-sex marriage, and one way or the other, their decision or decisions will be historic when it comes to marriage and same-sex marriage in America. What are those cases and what are they all about? Tim Gagelein will be joining us here in the first few minutes of this hour of Issues Etc. to talk about those Supreme Court cases. Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin on this Thursday afternoon, March the 7th. After our conversation with Tim Gagelein, audio open lines. The Senate is abuzz about those drones. What about you? We'll get your reaction to The Ethics of Drones, a PBS Religion and Ethics News Weekly story during audio open lines a little bit later in this hour of Issues Etc. Tim Gagelein is Vice President for External Relations for Focus on the Family, and he's author of the book The Man in the Middle, an inside account of faith and politics in the George W. Bush era. Tim, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
Tim, recently several prominent Republicans decided to file with the Supreme Court an amicus brief supporting the position against California's Prop 8 that banned same-sex marriage in that state. Do you think you're on the inside the Beltway, do you think that there's pressure on the Republican Party to capitulate on the issue of same-sex marriage to win national elections?
Most definitely. We are in an era where the issue of same-sex marriage issues forth in the popular culture. It issues forth in, you know, high culture. It's everywhere in politics, and the answer is absolutely yes. Those pressure points and stress points are definitely there in the political classes in both political parties.
How do you respond to the assertion that, you know, realistically, the GOP can't win those national elections unless it changes its position on same-sex marriage?
Well, I feel very confident that that is not the case. And in fact, the GOP platform has been very clear that marriage is a sacred institution between one man and one woman. And in fact, I think it's rather clever that at one time in his political career, the man who is now the President of the United States, Barack Obama, said that he favored marriage between people of the same sex. Then when he began running for the presidency, he famously said that he believed that marriage was a sacred institution between one man and one woman. After he was elected, he said that his position on marriage was evolving. Then famously he said, no, he was now for same-sex marriage. And then he said that if it goes to the Supreme Court, he felt that states ought to have wide leverage in how the marriage definition is ultimately played out. The next thing he said is that, no, there really ought to be a federal definition. So we have a president who has clearly been all over the board. And for a certain number of Republicans, this would seem to be a model that works. I feel very strongly that it is an inconsistent model And it is one that would be not only bad politics, it would be from principle exactly and precisely the wrong decision inside politics for the GOP.
So let's talk a bit about the Supreme Court considering two cases regarding same-sex marriage. What specifically is the court being asked to decide on?
There will be two cases before the Supreme Court in the last week of March. The first case is on Proposition 8. California has a very robust referendum system within the California Constitution that allows California residents to decide major issues. And Californians overwhelmingly voted to preserve marriage as between one man and one woman. It was contested through many iterations, both in the California Supreme Court and in the federal court system. Ultimately, it was propelled to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will decide whether Proposition 8, that is to say, whether the people of California can legitimately determine for themselves what the definition of marriage is. The second case is centered in the question of the Defense of Marriage Act, so-called DOMA. DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, was a piece of legislation passed, signed by then-President Clinton, which said that there was, in fact, a federal definition of marriage. And I cover in my book very strongly the first shimmerings of a challenge to that law during the Bush administration. Many Republicans said that they felt that historically marriage had been a state-defined issue and that it ought to stay there. But it turns out that some governors and some legislators, by fiat and not by allowing the people to decide, began to change the definition of marriage on their own. And the Supreme Court will determine whether the Defense of Marriage Act was a constitutional piece of legislation or whether it wasn't. And I feel very strongly, Todd, that in both cases, both the Defense of Marriage Act and the Proposition 8 cases are, in fact, constitutional. And it seems to me that if members of the Supreme Court on either one of those cases determine that the people of California cannot legitimately decide for themselves, or that the Defense of Marriage Act, in fact, is not constitutional, I think that if our Supreme Court determines that, they would be mistakes of major proportions.
Given the complexion of the court as it stands right now, realistically, how do you think the court will vote? How do you think it will go down?
Well, let me just say that in 1973, there were a few states in our country which allowed a legal abortion. The overwhelming majority of states in 1973 did not allow legal abortion. And what happened is that the Supreme Court, in one fell swoop, in the infamous Roe versus Wade case, decided in January of 1973 that, in fact, abortion should be imposed on all 50 states for any reason through 9 months of a pregnancy. It was a disaster for the country. The Supreme Court never should have had that authority. Likewise, in the Proposition 8 and in the Defense of Marriage Act cases, these could potentially be, if the Supreme Court decides wrongly, the Roe versus Wade decision of marriage. If the Supreme Court decides by any number, 5-4, 6-4, et cetera, if the Supreme Court were to decide that, in fact, Proposition 8 or the Defense of Marriage Act are not constitutional, it would constitute a nationalization, an imposition, a mandate, as it were, of marriage between people of the same sexes upon all 50 states. This would be a completely and totally irrational decision, and it would be one that would be very, very bad for the very definition of marriage itself.
If they, two quick final questions, if they decide to send the Prop 8 decision back down, does it mean that the California voters get a chance to say yes or no to Prop 8 one more time?
Well, I think this, there is a history in California of referendums being enormously controversial, and there is a history in California of repetitioning and doing a referendum again. And if the Supreme Court decides not to nationalize that decision, but rather to say that the California Constitution does allow a referendum process, and the people of California can, in fact, decide these questions for themselves, I think it's entirely possible that if the Supreme Court decides in that direction, Todd, I think it's very possible that we will have another Proposition 8-style referendum in California. And by the way, you make a very important point here. It is possible that the Supreme Court will say states can decide for themselves. It's very possible that they will say the Defense of Marriage Act is, in fact, constitutional, but that the Proposition 8 case is not. But in my strongly held view, if the Supreme Court does not sequentially, through these two decisions, make a firm decision that both Proposition 8 and the Defense of Marriage Act are both constitutional, then it seems to me we get into very deep water very quickly. Deep water meaning that if we essentially say that marriage cannot have a national agreed-upon definition, but that the very definition of marriage can willy-nilly be changed, then it seems to me we're in a completely different legal environment, and I think that it would take away the right of the vast majority of states, either in their constitutions or legislatively, to be able to say we have a state definition of marriage between one man and one woman. That's the definition we intend to retain. If that is taken away or usurped by the Supreme Court, it would seem to me that in itself would be an unconstitutional use of power.
When we come back, one more question for Tim Gagelein. Hey, I'm happily married, heterosexual, gay marriage doesn't affect me, let them marry. We'll get his response right after this.
This is Pastor Tyler Arnold at Christ Lutheran in Platte Woods, Kansas City, Missouri. We are privileged to serve our Lord in word and sacrament through the historic liturgies of the church. Do join us for divine service at 8 and 10:45 and adult Bible study and Sunday school at 9:30. Each Wednesday evening, we have Vespers at 7 p.m. Our address is 6700 Northwest 72nd Street, or call us at 816-741-0483. You can find us on the web at ChristLC.net. Come and be our guest at and with Christ.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org.
There's an app for that.
For 20 years, we've lifted our voices and instruments to the hymns of Stephen Starkey. Now, CPH has the first ever CD collection of Pastor Starkey's works titled, We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God. This 12-track CD includes nearly an hour of music from the most beloved Lutheran hymn writer of our time. Order now. Use promotion code URA. We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God is only $15.99. CPH.org.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. We're talking about the U.S. Supreme Court and same-sex marriage. Tim Gagelein is our guest. In about 5 minutes, audio open lines for your questions, your comments, and your thoughts on the ethics of those drones we've been hearing so much about, unmanned drones, both here and abroad, the ethics of it, for audio open lines in about 5 minutes here on Issues, etc. Tim, how do you respond to someone who says, look, I'm a happily married heterosexual. Same-sex marriage does not impact me. Let them go ahead and marry.
My very quick response to that is the following. Everybody can have his own opinion on marriage and the definition of it. That this is America, and you know, people have a right to their own opinions. But it's a long way between this is my opinion of marriage and what state constitutions and what state laws actually say. And it seems to me that in a constitutional republic, that there should be a very strong inclination on the part of people to have their opinions. But that legal standing matters. And it seems to me overwhelmingly that the American people have chosen to define marriage as between one man and one woman, that it's a sacred institution, and that has served us very well.
Tim Gagelein is Vice President for External Relations for Focus on the Family. He's author of the book, The Man in the Middle, an inside account of faith and politics in the George W. Bush era. Tim, thank you very much for being our guest.
It's been all my pleasure. Thank you so much, and every blessing to you.